Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, welcome back. Being joined right now by Five Star in Vegas, our guy. He's going to give us winners this week, and we will, okay, let's go to the bank with it. Let's get on my bookie, go to the bank with it, and let's go. Five Star in Vegas here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, Five Star?
What's up, guys? Good morning to both of you, man. How you doing?
So what are we doing this week? First of all, this is the week. Last year, right, this was the week where every game was decided on the last play, except one maybe. That one went to overtime or yep. something. What, no, I think this was the weekend that was really, really close. So is this the weekend where we take the points, make sure that we take points this week, Five Star?
Yeah, we are definitely on two of them that we are. But we're going to start off with an under. Let's go to the first game on Saturday, which is going to be KC and Jacksonville. Last week, as we saw a lot of fireworks in the Super Wild Card round, guys. Five of the six contests, they went over the total. I think that trend is about to change because things get a lot tighter this week because the stakes are raised. It's a divisional round. These teams faced each other early in the season, and it was a defensive contest then, and I expect much of the same this Saturday. The forecast at Arrowhead is around 30 degrees with some snow flurries expected. Kansas City is a pass-first team offensively. Mahomes most likely is the league MVP, but we all know he's a Texas boy. And I don't know if he's played too many games in these wintry conditions like this. I can't remember many games in Kansas City having a lot of snow. It's been cold, but not a lot of snow. And the Chiefs haven't run the ball well this season. They're 20th ranked in rushing. KC is the top passing team in the league. And I have to feel that the weather slows them down just a tad bit. Jacksonville's young star, quarterback Trevor Lawrence, much like Mahomes, is a Southern boy that played at a Southern school and doesn't have a lot of experience in these snow conditions as well. The Jazz won the ball much better than KC, but the Chiefs defense is one of the top rush defenses in the league. I believe the Chiefs come out a little sluggish after the week layoff, and Doug Peterson calls a more conservative game. The Jazz had four turnovers last week and can't afford to give Mahomes extra opportunities. So 53 is a real high number in a playoff game, especially in these conditions. The under is 4-0 in the Chiefs' last four home games versus the team with a winning road record. So we're going to take under 53 on Jacksonville and Kansas City.
What are your thoughts on, I know you made a comment on Twitter last week, and you've given out first half totals and first half lines a lot this year. What are your thoughts on first halves when it comes to playing? I know every game's different, but when it comes to this level of football where you're at, do you see any value in first half lines? Do you ever play first half money lines?
Yeah, well, not money line as much unless I see a real advantage. But I do like to take points in the first half. The dogs have been really well, and I really apologize last week that we didn't go with the 6.5 with Seattle the first half instead of the whole game. Actually, the clients, we all went with the Seahawks plus 6.5, and you know I get out there a little bit. I had the plus 230, and it was lucky because the guy hit like a 54-yard field goal after Geno gets roughed and all that type of stuff, but. It's a lot of advantage with the first half when you have the underdog because as the game goes longer and longer, you guys know the better players tend to show, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why sometimes I like looking at the first half money lines on the dogs and even messing around with little parlays. Just try to hit it big with a smaller number because it's not outrageous to see the team that's not as good lead at halftime. That's not a crazy thing.
Both of the first two games on Saturday, both have a great advantage on the first half. I like Jacksonville plus 5.5, even though I didn't give it out. I personally will be playing that one, and I also like the Giants to start fast. Both of the teams that have been on layoff, they're going to be a little rusty the first half. And as you know, I trust Daboll, and I'll kind of get off to that game. Now we're going to go with Giants plus 7.5. Daboll is just a good coach, guys. Simple and plain. this is the typical Giants playoff team. It's based around a great running back, a solid quarterback, a stout defense, and great coaching. Not only do I trust Daboll, but I also trust D.C. Wink Martindale. Philly's quarterback, Channelview's own Jalen Hurts, is still recovering from a shoulder injury. He didn't look sharp in his last outing, and most people believe that the bye helps, but I kind of see it as adding rust. The Eagles are not a dominant number one seed. The team had a great season, but also they had the easiest schedule in the NFL. Combine this with the fact this is a divisional rival, and I think the Giants actually have a chance to pull off an upset here, guys. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones is playing good football, finally living up to his number six pick. Saquon Barkley will probably be the best player on the field Saturday night, and I expect Coach Daboll to use him brilliantly. Divisional underdogs are now 21-12-1 against the spread, with meeting for the third time in the playoffs since 2000 after last week's results. The Giants are 5-0 against the spread in the last five games overall, 4-0 against the spread in the last four games following an ATS win. Also, the G-Men are 4-0 against the spread in the last four versus the NFC. The Eagles, in contrast, are 0-4 against the spread in the last four games overall, 0-4 against the spread in the last four versus the NFC. Further, New York is 5-1 against the spread in the last six meetings in Philadelphia. So I really like the Giants plus 7.5, and I will be playing first half on that as well.
All right, so we got the under. We got the Giants. What's our last one?
Man, much as it pains me to say it, we got to roll with the Cowboys, man. I have to. Yeah, it pains me, man. This is a revenge game, though, for the Cowboys, guys. And after the Niners sent the boys packing last year in the playoffs, and you remember in a quite memorable game when Dak had a chance to pull it out at the end, but they didn't get it done. This game boils down to if the Cowboys, who struggle against the run, can slow down the Niners' rushing attack. But who knows Kyle Shanahan's offense and his tendencies more than Dallas Cowboys D.C. Dan Quinn. Quinn was Shanahan's boss in Atlanta. He sat in countless offensive meetings with his then offensive coordinator. I have to believe that Quinn and Mike McCarthy have to be confident that they can limit the Niners' rushing attack, and that they can rattle rookie Brock Purdy. Since Purdy has taken over after the injury to Jimmy Garoppolo, he's faced some of the worst defenses in the NFL. Besides an injury-riddled Tampa defense, the rookie quarterback has faced like all bottom-ranked defenses against the pass. That changes on Sunday. This Cowboys defense has players that can wreck an entire offensive game plan. I think Dallas brings Purdy back to reality. Offensively, the Cowboys have weapons around, and although the Niners have the number one ranked overall defense, the unit does struggle stopping the pass. We saw last week that Seattle was able to get some big plays on that Frisco secondary. I think the Cowboys have enough weapons to keep the Niners off balance defensively and set the stage up for an upset. The road team is 4-1-1 against the spread in the last six games in this series. I think McCarthy gets a lot of disrespect and is a good coach with a lot of experience, and that usually has his teams loose and ready to play. I'm going to take the Cowboys plus 4.
How much do you look at season-long ATS numbers or over-under numbers? John and I were going through it at covers.com. They've got standings, but also, you know, the spread number, the spread stats. And, of course, as you'd expect, you've been doing this long enough to know that there's a lot of 8-1, 8-9, 9-8. I mean, there's a lot of that where it comes. But, man, the Bengals were, what were they, John, 13-4?
Yeah.
Against the number, that was one of the best numbers that I can recall in an NFL season.
12-4. They only played the 16 games.
Oh yeah, that's right. 12-4, and then you had, the Giants have been really good. Giants have been really good, which makes sense. And of course, Tampa was bad. The Rams actually had a winning record because the expectations dropped on them so far. But do you look at spread numbers when it gets this deep in the season, does it matter at all to you, over and unders? Because you've got so long during the year to kind of hammer out the numbers the linebackers do, that is there any kind of advantage there?
Yeah, you always going to go with past history. You're going to go with head-to-heads, but ATS does matter. Cincinnati, in fact, has been the best team against the spread the last two seasons. They were the best team against the spread last year as well. And, I had a ticket on them, so I couldn't put them out there. Probably I will be, all over that game because I have a ticket on them. Cincinnati plus 900 to win the AFC, and I believe it's plus 1600 to win the Super Bowl that I got way earlier in the year. But they have a tough situation now. They're going to Buffalo. Buffalo didn't play well last weekend. I really, the DeMar Hamlin thing, God bless his soul, and You know, I'm glad he's recovering and everything, but it was really a bad situation for the Bengals from that game, the way it happened. Because if you guys were watching, which I'm sure you were, the Bengals kind of had control of that game, it seemed like, and it seemed like they were on the way to handing the Bills a loss, man. And now they have to go to Buffalo. Buffalo's going to be fired up because they know that the Bengals played them really well last time that they played each other. So I didn't want to give that one up. It's going to be a really, really tough game. But the Bengals are definitely one of the best ATS teams. And you're talking about covers. My guy Patrick runs covers, man. Me and him have been friends over a decade.
Really?
I remember when they first started, man. He used to go in all the little sports books, and he'd come up, and we always used to chop it up over in VIP up in MGM upstairs. He'd record up there and everything. He doesn't go around as much to the casinos, but he's a good dude, and that's a great site. Covers has a lot of great information for bettors.
Yeah, a lot. I love checking out Covers. It's got all the information for years and years they've had it, so it's a good site. Any other sites you would recommend, by the way, for people to gain knowledge or information? Somebody asked me that question, and I know Las Vegas Insiders had some stuff, but do you have sites that you like getting information if you like doing your own handicapping and some stats that you really like to look at?
Yeah. You know what I really like to do, Lance? I like to go check out what the local reporters are doing, and that's what I suggest to anyone. Local reporters, and when you're on a game, go to the Twitter, go find the local reporters who cover the team the most, who are in there with them every day. They have the best information. They have the best information about the team because they know the team, because these guys are with them from training camp all the way through, you know, now, the playoffs. So I like to really, I look for local information, man. I go dig up and try to search in the local papers and see what they're talking about the team. You get the best information from that. But also, you can definitely look at team stats. That's one of the sites that has, like, all of those breakdowns from the quarters, breaks down, you know, like, situationally what happened. But personally, just like I said, I like the beat reporters. They know what's really going on with those teams, man.
That's Five Star in Vegas, at Five Star in Vegas, here with us every Thursday. Good luck this weekend, buddy. We appreciate it, as always.
Hey, guys, I got you. Hey, I'm going to text you guys a couple bets. And also, shout out to my boy Jerry Bo that works over there with you guys. Me and him are working on something. We're going to try to get some information out to the people, not necessarily about sides and picks and all that, but more about just how to bet, how to approach betting. A lot of people DM me all the time with different questions, and me and him have been talking about that as two guys who are actually professionals that pay our bills and live our life from betting sports, about trying to help, you know, get the public on game on how to approach betting in the correct type of way. So be looking for that, but between me and Jerry Bo, we're going to be doing that.
One of the biggest mistakes people make is strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. Whether you're at a horse track or a Saturday or a Monday or a Sunday or a Tuesday, the people who like to fire about 9 games and 11 games, I mean, it's, you know, parlays, like how, strategy's a big, part.
And why are you selling bets online and you don't even take care of your own lifestyle betting? You shouldn't, if you're a pro, it's the only time like that you should be advising people. If you're out here just trying stuff and guessing, you shouldn't be playing with people's money like that. So that's one of the main reasons that Jerry Bo and I spoke about that. And also, guys that are listening, do not parlay the picks that we give. Bet them straight. And if you want to do something like a parlay, do a round robin. And Lance, you explained to them before what a round robin is. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys DM me about what's a round robin. Right. Play round robins and straights on these three. Do not do parlays, please.
No, for sure. They love, bookies love when you play parlays. They love it. All right, that's Five Star
Charity. All right, guys.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.